iRadio's The Hub with Irish CityLink and GoBus. Now accepting the young adult card. Book online at citylink.ie or gobus.ie.
Joining me on the line to have a chat all about Coaltober is, of course, Ruth McCourt. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to me here on The Hub on iRadio. It's great to be talking all things Coaltober. You're going to tell us all about it. Of course, you're an ambassador and you are definitely going to be having a great, great October. Ruth, thanks a million for joining me.
Hi, Louise. How are you? Thanks so much for having us on. I'm delighted to have a chat with you today and fill you in a little bit more about Coaltober this year.
Absolutely. I suppose, where did the idea come from for Coaltober? And of course, tell everybody exactly what you're going to be doing during the month of October.
Okay. So in 2021, we organised a month-long sea swimming fundraiser challenge called Coaltober. So this is to raise funds for our counselling services at HealthLink Mental Health. So last year we saw Coaltober go national. We had over 490 people sign up across 21 counties across Ireland for the 31-day challenge. So we weren't even expecting to have such a huge amount of people, but we did. So for 2022, we're inviting everyone to join us in the month-long sea swimming fundraiser challenge to help us get one step closer to meeting our mission to support children, young people and adults with their mental health. So at HealthLink, we don't do any other fundraising throughout the year, like bag packing, anything like this. The main and only fundraiser we do is for the month of October, Coaltober. So this is, we're coming into the second year now, and already we were packing in the office today. We've had sign-ups from Germany.
Brilliant.
The UK, Australia, America, like it's going to be even bigger. I think sea swimming and mental health are two things that people are very passionate about.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the benefits of sea swimming to your mental health is amazing. I actually sea swim. I know in Galway, sea swimming is huge. I took part last year for the 31 days and love sea swimming. So it's amazing to see how many people are signing up to take part. Like we didn't think that, you know, on year two, maybe that would be going global, but it seems to be, which is amazing.
This is fantastic. And I guess, you know, when you're taking part in something like this, especially if you're, say, somewhere like Saltaill in Galway, probably where you took part last year, you know, getting up, it's difficult to get up, you know, early in the morning to kind of get it done and that. But I can imagine the benefits of doing this totally outweigh, you know, the effort it takes to actually get up and, you know, get your swimming togs on or the whole lot and actually get into the sea.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it was quite cold last year for October, as you can imagine, but myself and some of the people got up at 6:30 each morning and went out to Saltaill for 7:00. And you'd be amazed the amount of people that are out there sea swimming each morning. And the days go on, it gets a little bit easier. And like the benefits for your physical and mental health are amazing. And we also have an option for if anybody isn't near a safe sea swimming location in their area, they can take part by doing a 30-second cold shower each day as well.
Oh, this is fantastic. So even if you are, you know, somewhere that you can't actually commit to going, you know, to the sea, because I suppose we'd urge everybody as well to try and buddy up with somebody so that you have somebody to kind of spur you on and keep you going as well. But it's great that you can actually do that. I suppose if people are listening in this evening and they're thinking, right, this is something I want to sign up to do, you know, where's the best place to go to actually register and all of that?
So to register, you can go to helplink.ie/Coaltober. And then we also have the Coaltober hashtag that you can search on social media. And then for anybody who's new, we have a Coaltober 2022 Facebook group, which was really popular last year as a lot of people emailed us saying they wanted to take part, but they wanted to kind of buddy up with people in their area to make sure it was safe. So we set up that group so people put posts in there and ask if there's anybody that wants to team up. So the teams are becoming really popular this year as well, doing it in a group.
That's fantastic. And I suppose if anybody wants maybe a really quick run through of what HealthLink Mental Health actually does, you know, I see here, you know, in my notes that you've hired 16 new counsellors to keep up with demand for online and offline appointments. So I can imagine, you know, all of the money that's raised during Coaltober, it goes towards that. So it's a fantastic cause.
Yeah, so HealthLink isn't government funded. So the money that's raised from Coaltober is what pays for the all the services. Mm-hmm. So just to give you a little insight, during 2021 in our Galway location, we had just over 1,200 counselling appointments for children, young people and adults. And then since October, in the first 6 months of 2022, we had over 1,200 appointments. So we're experiencing 100% growth in demand. Yeah. So we have hired 16 new counsellors to keep up with the demand for online and offline appointments, as we also do online appointments. And we've also hired a full-time services delivery manager to monitor and streamline all the counselling services and also provide support to the counsellors. We also have a website, mindtax.ie, which is a national e-learning platform where people have access free 24/7 to mental health videos and information. And then we have also gambling addiction counselling and student mental health workshops. So there's a lot overall, I think, that people don't realise that HealthLink do and the amount of services that we do provide.
This is fantastic, because we've covered quite a lot to do with mental health on the show over the last, you know, I suppose year and even since the pandemic. And we've been saying that, you know, a lot of people have been struggling. So no doubt, you know, that the growth has, it's gone 100% growth in demand. So that's why we're urging people to get out, support Coldtober. Ruth, I might get all of those links again from you, just in case anybody wants to take part, even if they want to donate or even if they want to get involved at any level at all. I'm sure you'd love to see people getting in touch.
Yeah, so to register, you can visit helplink.ie/Coldtober. Our Instagram is at HelpLink Mental Health, and so is Facebook. Twitter is HelpLink MH. And then you can also go onto the registration page if you're not able to take part or do the 30-second shower and make a general donation to Coldtober or an anonymous donation, or you can write a little note as well, which seems to be very popular.
Super stuff. Ruth McCord, of course, your marketing and fundraising manager for HelpLink Mental Health. And of course, if anybody is in Galway, I'm sure they're going to see you bright and early, hopping into the sea yourself, because you're, of course, an ambassador as well. So thank you so, so much for coming on to have a chat to us all about Coldtober. And we urge everybody to get involved and to enjoy a bit of a sea swim this October. Thanks so much, Ruth, for joining me.
No problem. Thanks so much, Louise.
iRadio's The Hub with Iris CityLink and GoBus, now accepting the Young Adult Card. Book online at citylink.ie or gobus.ie.